Ruth E. Carter is the first African-American woman to win the Oscar for Best Costume Design. That was for Black Panther. Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, Coming to America, and Selma are just a few of the dozens of films Carter has designed costumes for. L.A.-based Julia Long is Carter's personal curator for this exhibit, which debuts nationally at the Taubman this weekend.
So in here you have Selma, Roots, Amistad, and Shaft. So you have sort of a wide range of her career in here, as well as some of the most iconic historical pieces. Well, the theme of the exhibition is Afrofuturism. So it's the idea that, obviously, Afrofuturism is a term that we recognize with Black Panther in particular, and this idea of, you know, sort of high level of technology and innovation. But I think what we really wanted to point out was the fact that you can see those threads in all of the films that she's ever done. This idea of, you know, sort of heroes and strength and following your passion and being able to really sort of make your mark on the world is something that you see everywhere, you know, from characters like Sinke in Amistad to, you know, Kunta Kinte, an iconic character in Roots. We highlighted this idea of Afrofuturism by labeling each film in both English and in Wakandan. So Wakandan obviously is a language that, you know, is highly recognizable for anybody who is a Black Panther aficionado. I love Ruth's work ethic. Obviously, she's fun and she's, you know, wonderful to work with. She's creative. But I think also what has always inspired me about her is the fact that she's the first one to arrive and the last one to leave on everything. So there's no, you know, ego, there's no expectation that other people are going to fill in the blanks. She wants to, you know, really have an oversight on everything that happens. And I think you see that in her work.
Visitors to the ticketed Carter exhibition can also listen to her on a phone app as they tour the gallery. Ruth E. Carter will be in town Saturday night for a special ticketed red carpet event. The general public can see the exhibit starting Sunday. It's $10 for those over 17. Taubman Museum of Art Executive Director Cindy Peterson says the Ruth E. Carter exhibition is complemented by several others, including All That Glitters, iconic jewelry in Hollywood style, and tech couture, fashion in the digital age, not to mention gowns by Evie Day hanging in the Taubman atrium entitled Divas Descending.
And then you also experience our permanent collection of Judith Lieber bags in a new way. There's different vignettes that have been curated by guest curator Michaela Erlinger from her favorites in our collections.
I'm just wondering, have you ever done something on this scale before where so many galleries are involved with sort of a thematic?
No, this is a first time, which is, you know, there's something for everybody. So there are five exhibitions filling six galleries plus the atrium installation. So it's exciting. You know, you go up the stairs, you see something there, and it connects to the next one, including in the Ruth E. Carter Afrofuturism in costume design. There's one of the costumes in the Black Panther has a 3D printed mantle and hat. And that relates then back into our tech couture, digital, the fashion in the digital age, where you can see a number of outfits that are 3D printed out of different materials.
Taubman assistant curator Eva Thornton helped assemble the tech couture exhibition and that 3D digital wearable art, one piece inspired by the Alien movies.
Some designers do ready-to-wear clothing. It's still kind of an evolving science. So these are more like prototypes or sculptures. One of the themes I was exploring was inclusivity and fashion for marginalized individuals. Sophie de Oliveira Barada came up with the Alternative Limbs project in 2011. The prosthetic on display is considered kinetic jewelry, which is an arm that reads the wearer's pulse and clicks in time to her heartbeat.
Carl Willers is the chief curator and deputy director of exhibitions and community engagement at the Taubman. He talks about the All That Glitters exhibition, which includes several gowns worn by Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o.
One of the really great highlights is this ice blue gown that she actually accepted her Oscar in. That was for her role in Patsy in 12 Years a Slave. That dress will be in here also with the dress that she wore to the Vanity Fair after party. And she kept her jewelry on, which this exhibition really is about Hollywood jewelry. And so from Fred Leighton, she had a diamond headband along with some drop earrings. And all of that will be on view sort of in the center of this gallery space. And out here, outside the gallery, is a purple Versace gown that she wore to the opening of Black Panther.
And talk about some of the jewelry in here.
Well, just some of the most fabulous jewels really in the world. These are all jewels that were borrowed or were borrowed by Hollywood stars to walk the red carpet for various events. These first three cases that are already installed are all from Cartier, a necklace worn by Laura Dern.
Ruth E. Carter personal curator Julia Long and what she hopes people come away with when they visit the Taubman to view Afrofuturism in costume design, which runs through April 3rd.
I think what's important for me is to recognize the amount of preparation, work, dedication required to have a job like this, but also the amount of possibilities that are there that I think Ruth really stretches. She takes a film or she takes a project and she really runs with it, and she immerses herself into the world of each movie that she does, each project that she does, and she really explores it. She wants to get it very right. So whether it's historical research that's done very, you know, specifically to a T, or whether it's creating a world like Wakanda or like Zamunda in Coming to America.
See the Taubman Museum of Art website for more details and ticketing. Hear this interview again and see some photos from the exhibitions on our website and social media. Gene Marano, WFIR News.